The Common Good Radio Show is paid for by Veteran Rescue Mission. The views expressed are not those of KVOI or its sponsors.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to one more amazing, bodacious, action-packed episode of The Common Good Radio Show. I am your boy, your brother, your neighbor, your friend, yes. Pastor John McClain, in studio with Mr. Andres Ruiz of the I Believe in Myself Guild.
Yes, bodacious. I like that word.
Yeah. I'm going to just try to bring them. Just bringing the heat with those good words. Bodacious, radical. What else can we bring back from the 80s?
Cowabunga, dude.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah. The Turtles, man.
Yeah, so this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Once again, we are returning after an awesome episode with a representative with Ag Vets who came and was discussing all the awesome work that we're doing with Veteran Rescue Mission along with U of A and several other amazing organizations to teach veterans how to do agriculture. I think that today we have a really awesome show for you because we have Dr. J in studio with us today. And those who don't know Dr. J, she is the author of the book Making College Come True, and she's also the superintendent of the charter school, the grouping network of schools under the name Tucson International Academy. So we're going to have her in studio with us today, as well as we will be speaking with a student from Tucson International Academy today.
Yeah.
I've been told his name's Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan.
My sense is he's the coolest kid in the school. What do you think?
I think so too. Yeah. He's a really cool kid. I actually know Ethan personally.
Oh, you know Ethan?
Yeah, huh? I know Ethan. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's a really good kid.
So we're going to, you know the coolest kid in the school already.
I know the coolest kid in the school. Yes,
man,
sir.
Man, lucky you, dude. I can't wait to talk to Ethan. And the idea is Tucson International Academy is going to come and, kind of take over the show today. This will almost be like the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Tucson International Academy. But before we give it up to Tucson International Academy, let's give it up to our God, a very good, happy, loving God, because I think he gives us all the blessings to make this all happen. So let's give him some love before we make it happen with the Lord's Prayer today. And it goes like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So this is today we're going to be having Dr. J on the show, as I mentioned, and I'm super excited to have Dr. J on the show because today Dr. J will be discussing key number 6, those who don't have your handy dandy Making College Come True copy of the book available to you, key number 6 is make money. So I think kind of in addition to what we were talking about last show in Show Me the Money, and we get to hear your Jerry Maguire impression.
Show me the money.
Yeah.
I can't.
That was pretty good. That wasn't bad. I mean,
show me the money.
It was better the first time, but yeah. So this week, the key number 6 is make money. So, Dr. J will tell us about all of the different ways that you can make money to pay for college and make college come true, as it's so well titled in the book.
Yeah. And I really like how she explains everything step by step, just like the book says. And yeah, I've learned so much just by listening to her and listening to what she's done and how college has helped her in her life. And I see that one thing that really catches my attention about a lot of people who are in college is the discipline. Mm-hmm. And knowing how to manage their time, how to be more organized, which is something that I lacked for many years. And now I see the difference from a college grad to somebody that didn't graduate, like mm-hmm. me personally. And that organization skills, discipline skills are, I see the value now in people who have gone to college. It mm-hmm. really is something that not only gets you a degree and a certificate and better jobs, but it also gives you the disciplines that we weren't taught in high school.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, as the other day I was driving by one of the campuses, and it was the first time it actually jumped out to me. But you've actually been to, you know, the Tucson International Academy mm-hmm. campuses before. Describe those to the listening audience, and like, you know, what you experienced, maybe especially in different than, you know, what you're used to, what we're used to.
Oh yeah, no, completely different. The way that they teach these kids is definitely different from public schools. They bring in, for example, public speakers. They take them on really cool field trips that not too many public schools do. Mm-hmm. And maybe it's the whole funding thing, or I don't know what it is, but they are very open to bringing in people that can teach kids, these kids, skills that are only taught when you're in college or when you're at a job. And Yeah. So pretty much that's what I see. And there's mm-hmm. a lot of great stuff that they're doing for personal development.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And I think that the wild thing, at least like you're saying, that I've learned from having Dr. J on the show and having her kind of explain to us not only what Tucson International Academy does, but, you know, just, you know, what her, you know, more or less her kind of her curriculum and programming has been based around, and making it not only so, you know, people or young people are encouraged to go to college, but making it possible. You know, I could just imagine the dozens or probably hundreds of people that Dr. J could attest for that she helped get into college that may have never gotten to college otherwise. So it's certainly, it's a beautiful story that we've been able to kind of tell from a lot of different angles and over again over the different years. And without me kind of talking about how amazing this woman is any further, and without further ado, we have in studio with us the Mrs. Dr. Jennifer Herrera, the Dr. J.
Woohoo!
Hello, Dr. J in the house. Thank you once again for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
And you brought, it seems, the coolest kid in the school, as we've decided.
That is correct.
Yeah.
The Ethan Kanyes.
Yes. Welcome, Ethan. Welcome to the studio, brother. And so we were telling our beautiful listening audience that we're going to be having, this is pretty much the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Tucson International Academy today, because the first part of the show we will be speaking with Dr. J and talking about the key number 6 of the week with making money. In the second part of the show, we'll be talking with the coolest kid in Tucson International Academy, the whole entire network of schools, Ethan, and he'll be breaking down to us what you know, someone who doesn't go to Tucson International Academy can expect from the school, and you know, what he's gained and learned from it. So this is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Definitely go to veteranrescuemission.org to support the work that we do to help homeless veterans and get them placed and connect with housing. Also, if you want to give us a call, go to 790-2040 to give us a ring-a-ding. We'll talk to you right after this break.
Dear Alyssa, the How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain is the inside look to the life of a man that served through war, politics, homelessness, and drug addiction. And he turned it all into an opportunity to teach and help others, culminating into the making of the book, Dear Alyssa, a How-To Guide to Social Change, designed for the author's daughter. Go to Amazon.com to order a copy of Dear Alyssa, a How-To Guide to Social Change today. Whether you want to know how to be an entrepreneur, get into politics, or just read an inspiring story. Dear Alyssa, the How-To Guide to Social Change by John McClain is the inside look to the life of a man that served through war, politics, homelessness, and drug addiction. And he turned it all into an opportunity to teach and help others, culminating into the making of the book, Dear Alyssa, a how-to guide to social change designed for the author's daughter. Go to Amazon.com to order a copy of Dear Alyssa, a how-to guide to social change today. Whether you want to know how to be an entrepreneur, get into politics, or just read an inspiring story.
North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
And we're back with the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I need to do something to get that silky smooth voice of that guy who like introduces
he's got
us.
The voice right there.
No, I can't do it. Yeah. Yeah. And then also alongside me, as always, is my best buddy, Andreas Ruiz. And he is here representing I Believe in Myself, because if you don't believe in yourself, you need to talk to him.
Yes.
Yep. And if you hadn't heard already, I have an author and a doctor and I believe a superhero in studio with me. And she likes to go by the name Dr. Jennifer Herrera.
Yes.
During the day. And during the night when she's fighting crime, she goes by Dr. J.
There you go.
Yes. That's right. You have me.
Yes. And Dr. J today will be talking about key number 6. And for those who are paying attention online, that is Make Money. That is out of the amazing book, Making College Come True, which she not only decided to write a book about, but she decided to create a whole network of schools around called Tucson International Academy. And she said, you know what? How about you guys make me the superintendent of it? Because I bet I can help people make college come true in their lives. Yep. And I think we have one of her students in studio with us.
Yeah.
That I'm guessing he's going to be pretty impressive from what I'm hearing on the streets. He's the coolest kid in Tucson International Academy. So I'm going to keep my ear to the rails and thank Dr. J for being in here in studio with us once again.
My pleasure. Yeah. I love being here.
Yes. So tell us about my six favorite key, Make Money. Mm-hmm. And I know I read in the book about the Arizona Earn to Learn program and how that's one of the ways to make money to go to school. Explain a little bit more for us.
All right. Earn to Learn is a type of a grant. Mm-hmm. It's like a matching grant. So it's kind of like, you know, when charities are raising money, they'll say, we have a matching donor. Mm-hmm. Well, this is kind of like the matching donor program for kids that want to go to college. Mm-hmm. So the kids put in $400 or $600 of their own money that they're encouraged to go work at McDonald's or wherever and get enough change that you're not just spending and put it in that account. Mm-hmm. So investment in your own future.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And then the grant comes along and matches that. And I think it like three times over matches that. So it's really worth it.
Wow.
You know, $600 turns out to be like, you know, $2,500.
Nice.
And, you know, you think, oh, well, $2,500, that's a drop in the hat. Not really. It all adds up. There's a whole bunch of small kind of grants that when you work one, you might as well work two or three of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you get all of them.
Yeah.
And so that comes out to like $10,000.
Nice.
So everything works out. You know, it costs right now about $25,000 to $28,000 to go to college and live there.
Okay.
If you don't live there, it's less. It's like $15,000 to go to school.
Okay.
But you know, you have to know the price. It is expensive, but it can all be taken care of. Even up to 100% can be paid for.
Mm-hmm.
Does it just come to you and say, "Here I am, just take me"? No, you have to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
But with a little bit of skill, a little bit of guidance, you can find the money and you can go get your degree for free.
Yeah. And another thing that really jumped out at me while I was reading Making College Come True was the notion that there's all these other sports or these other things that one can get a scholarship in that aren't the traditional things. Like, explain that and some examples of what those things are.
Well, there's a great example of the bowling team. We have a bowling team at our high school.
Nice.
And so the kids can play, and every year that they play, they get money put aside in a fund.
Mm. Nice.
So they probably get up to $500 to $1,000 a year.
Mm.
And so Ethan here, my student, has been on the bowling team for 3 years. So he's got probably at least $1,500 in a fund just sitting there.
Wow. What do you bowl, Ethan?
Oh, I don't even remember anymore.
I'm guessing you can definitely. I just went bowling with my kids this weekend. I bowled like a 132. I'm guessing you're going to be whipping me pretty good, huh?
No, I get like maybe 100.
100? Okay. Well, 100 is if 100 pays the bills, whatever it takes, you know?
Yes, it does. Yeah. And also, it was contributing enough that his team often won like the semifinals, finals.
Oh, nice.
They were in some tournaments. So, yeah. So, like, you know what? That's another great example of just do it. You don't have to be like perfect at everything.
Yeah.
I think sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot. We say, well, you know, I have $2,500 for college, but I don't have any other money, so I just shouldn't go.
Mm-hmm.
And so you lose out because you were afraid to try to find it. And it's like, oh, you know, like if he could have said, well, I only bowl 100. I'm not good on the team. Yeah, I know his team won many things because he did his part.
Yeah.
So just
see, that's how he became the coolest kid in school. He's humble.
Yeah, well, see, there you go. You know what? That is true. This guy is. And it's a great example of how just do what you can do and then look for ways to meet the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what happens. Like with the bowling team, there's the dance team.
Mm,
I mean, I know about sports like basketball and football. Yeah, of course, they get to go to college for free. But how about the dance team? Did you know that? And they're big PR for the colleges, so they get 100% scholarships.
Mm-hmm,
and gosh, who else is there? There's so many things. Chess club. In some universities, they actually fund the chess players because that's strategy.
Yeah.
Who needs strategy? Military officials, CEOs of large companies. They need people who can think.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not just dumb goals. There's a method behind that. There's a reason that they're honoring the kids who are coming in with those skills.
Mm.
So I love it. It's something that we see as play, but it has real world application, and that's what's powerful about it.
Love it. Awesome. Awesome. And then I guess kind of as we get a couple 3 minutes ticking here, let's get an update on Tucson International Academy and what's going on over there. I know it's interesting just as we think that COVID and everything's kind of gonna, you know, fade away and everything's going back to normality. We continue on and you seem to be at the front of it. So how are things going for Tucson International Academy and on a general sense?
Well, at our schools, we are doing all the precautions. We have dividers, we wear masks, we have a sanitation controller who does nothing all day but go around wiping everything over and over and over again.
Yep.
We also have less kids because the kids can choose to do like all online, part online, or they can come in every day. They can come in. It's kind of like tutoring because it's such small classes and it's a lot of like, what do they call it, study hall oriented. But if you come in, you're also going to get extra stuff that's just fun. And for the kids, it just need intellectual stimulation because what can a written packet do for you? Not a lot.
Yeah.
You see the thing, you read the story, you answer the questions, blah, blah, blah. And then they're done. They're just, the kids are done with that. So we do science experiments. Woo! And we had like arts and crafts for holidays.
Yeah.
And they made their parent, they're going to be making their parents some presents. And
nice.
We had a festival. And people say, oh, how can you have a festival? There's the COVID going on. Okay. You put a mask, you keep distanced, you have only a few kids out at a time. And it was wonderful.
Mm.
And you know what? Our kids, their mental morale is going down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't do something, if we don't stop saying, no, 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 you can't, COVID, can't, we're going to have worse repercussions. And I can't say what those are, but all I can say is the kids are hurting in their mental status.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if we don't do something about that, then woe to us. I just think we'll answer for it in the end.
You know, and I really love that about you and your school, how you're keeping that morale up. Last time I went to go speak for your school, you had a Pollo Loco. You had, you know, she had this big thing for them, a big feast. And that's what I love about her school is that she keeps that morale up by feeding them, which everybody loves, and then also keeping those celebrations going on. So I really appreciate what you do, and you're really keeping their mental state high up there. So thank you for that.
Thanks to you for contributing to that. That was a very powerful seminar you gave us.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to tell him that all the time. I hope he realizes how much his little ripples do affect and change things. Yeah. Like one brick in our walls. So
that's right.
We appreciate you, Andreas. So this is the Common Good Radio Show. We will be back after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to northstarhbot.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at ibelieveinmyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to ibelieveinmyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show. Again, my friends, you've come for the fun, and we're here to play. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission, or today, brought to you by Tucson International Academy.
Yep.
I am the Pastor John McClain with the Andreas Ruiz of I Believe in Myself.
Yes, sir.
And we just got done interviewing Dr. J, talking about key number 6, make money. Why don't you do your show me the money thing?
Show me the money!
Yeah, he loves that. And I say we were interviewing Dr. J, even though she is still in studio with us, thank God, because we are now interviewing the coolest kid at Tucson International Academy. So you're welcome, world. You get to listen to a cool kid today. And I know our elder folk that are listening, as well as even me. I'm 37, but I feel cooler even being in a room with Ethan right now. Man. So I
feel younger.
Thank you for joining us in studio, Ethan.
No problem.
Yeah. So I got a short breakdown of the cool kid resume, but did I not hear that you're the vice president of the student council?
I am indeed the vice president for the student council.
Vice president, student council, the house, nice. Y'all.
Yeah, goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess the obvious question that I don't know, I guess every parent or uncle or aunt or family member or anybody that ever meets you that probably hears that you go to a school different than what we're used to is, what's your favorite thing about Tucson International Academy?
Well, I'd have to say it is the teachers.
Okay. Okay. Say more.
They're all unique in their own way. Mm-hmm. We have one guy from like 3 different countries.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Like a family descent, I believe. I forgot the first one, but I know he's like one's from like Germany. And then the one's from like somewhere else. Mm-hmm. I know Germany's one thing.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, I know Andreas was telling me a lot about like field trips that was one of his favorite things from what he knows of Tucson International Academy. Tell me about some of the field trips you've got to participate with.
Like the international ones or the ones that from like in country?
You tell me. You're the boss. Turn us off.
They do a lot of international trips. They tell us like way in advance too, so you can prepare for them.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
No one gets left behind, I guess.
Nice. So what are some of the favorite ones that you've been able to participate in?
I have to say France, Germany, and Australia.
Man. So you've been to France, Germany, and Australia.
I've been to more, but those are like my 3 favorites.
Really? That's wild. Man. So this dude right here sitting in studio. And so where are you from?
I'm from California.
Okay.
I don't remember where, Uh-huh. We moved when I was three with my mom and dad because they got better opportunities here in Arizona, Tucson.
But but this guy that goes to school here in Tucson, sitting in studio with me, has been to France, Germany, and Australia. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
Yeah, because
he only said just a few. That just a few.
Yeah, just a few.
I've been to 12 others, but that's just a few.
Yeah. And then, so what would you say to like other parents or students that are considering Tucson International Academy?
I would just say like for the parents to get their kids ready to be working. Mm-hmm. You're gonna be working a lot. It's all college prep, so a lot of the stuff is gonna be a lot harder if you are from a different school. Like you're not just starting fresh. You went to a different school that wasn't college prep, wasn't geared towards college stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna have to expect to be getting your thinking cap on a lot. Wow,
interesting.
And work that brain.
Once you hit your 11th grade, you're gonna be really getting really pushed hard to get all that work in.
Mm-hmm. And how have you adjusted to that? How have you felt about that?
I won't say I like it, but. Because what teenager likes being pushed around saying, you have to do this, you have to get working. No one's not going to like being pushed, but they all care about you. They all want you to succeed.
Yeah, nice. Uh-huh. And that's actually, that's very, very wise of you to pick that up at your age. Because I assure you, at your age, I didn't have that level of foresight. What about you, Dr. J?
Neither at that age. I think I just wanted to do what I wanted to do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm proud of you. You know, congratulations for having your head on your shoulders better than I did. So also, I guess, what do you hope to gain from, your participation with the Tucson International Academy?
I hope to gain the knowledge I need to be ready for once I'm out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I can be ready for college and all that and all that other stuff that comes after it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What is your biggest fear with college? Would you say
that I get there and then suddenly realize this is not what I expect, and then have no idea where I'm supposed to go from there? That's my biggest fear, not knowing where to go.
Do you think that Tucson International Academy is doing a good job kind of preparing you for what to expect in regards to that?
Yeah, I think they're doing a good job on preparing, in my opinion.
Well, based off what, granted, I did go to a public school and I didn't get the advantage of going to what seems like almost a private school that you've been able to make a private school that someone, maybe can't afford a private school gets the opportunity to go to. That's one. Obviously, it was much more difficult than my public school, so you got that on me. You already got a little bit more toughened up in the high school experience. And college itself, having experienced college, not as high a level as Dr. J, but just, a good amount of college, you probably have already experienced much more difficult than you will experience in college. So,
And another thing that I really love about Tucson International Academy is that they have the teachers really care. I've seen that sometimes they've had Zoom calls on Fridays, like Mr. Basurto. I've seen that he's had calls with them just to, hey, how are you doing? How can I help you?
Mm-hmm.
So they're actually taking their time out of their day. They don't even have to do it, but they do it because they really truly care. So that's what I really love about them, and they do push them, but they push them that, and that's the extra push that the kids need sometimes. You know, they don't have that, so. If they don't have that from their parents or family, then they have it from Tucson International. So I really appreciate that, what they do in regards to that.
Yeah. And I guess one quick question before we pay some love to our sponsors I'm guessing you went to school at TIA prior to COVID, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are some of the changes that kind of really sticks out to you since it's hit?
The changes I would say would before COVID, I was able to get working on this at a somewhat persistent time. I was get it in, and now it's only 3 days and 2 days where I don't have teachers on my back about where does that work. And now it's just on the two days I'm not there, on the week I would be at school. It all has to come down to me to remember that I have work to do. It's so easy to get distracted when you're home alone, because my mom works, and my sister works.
Yeah.
So it's just me there. I have to rely on my own, what's it called, what's the word?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a great point. So we'll be back right after these messages. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. Talk to you in a sec.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by PJ McArdle, premiering at Harkins Tucson Spectrum 18 on November 15th. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To order tickets to the premiere, to get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
Back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission on 1030 The Voice.
Hello and welcome to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain. With me is, I believe, myself's own Andreas Ruiz. Welcome.
Not too bad.
No, almost. It's just like just that smooth listening. You just want to kind of flow into it. Yeah. And with us, we have the infamous, the famous, the one, the only, Dr. J in the house. Yeah, yeah. And those who don't know Dr. J, she is the author of Making College Come True and also the superintendent of the awesome network of schools, Tucson International Academy.
Yes.
And you guys that are listening with your ears happen to be very lucky because we have the coolest kid in Tucson International Academy in studio with us talking on a microphone into your ears.
Yes.
Isn't that great how that works? And his name is Ethan. Welcome. Thank you for being here, brother.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And as we told you during the break, you happen to be killing the game, my friend, so the police are on their way to arrest you. That's all I got for the day. I'm out of here. Thanks, guys. You kind of expected this, kind of didn't expect this, but you get the opportunity to put the superintendent of your school on the hot spot, my friend. And you get to ask Dr. J... The Dr. J. And no, I'm not talking about Julius Erving. I'm talking about Dr. Jennifer Herrera. You get to ask her one question, so you got to make it good. This is like the genie, except you don't get three wishes, you only get one wish. You get to ask her one question. What is the question you would ask Dr. J that would you think it would help, you know, kids out there that want to get into college or just anybody that's kind of just lost, bewildered, like maybe you were prior to getting access to such an amazing person?
What made you choose this route of college prepping? Like, what made you, like, what's it called? Form your school around college prep?
That is a good question.
That is a great question. Yeah. He didn't tell. I told him not to tell us what he's going to ask beforehand because I didn't want Dr. J to have too much forehead.
I'm going to pay him later. That was a good one.
That was great, yeah.
That was awesome. Yeah. Wow. Well, there's really good reasons behind it. And the first one being that when I first opened the charter schools, I just wanted to have an international focus. Mm. So we had Spanish, Chinese. Back in the day, we did a little French as well. So we were teaching a lot of foreign languages and we were talking a lot about every issue from a political global perspective, not just from, you know, our personal opinions. Mm-hmm. And that was good. But the parents, one time we had a meeting and the parents, I said, what are you expecting from me, you know, as the leader of these schools that you say you love? And they said, we just need you to get our kids into college. And I was like, what? That was not what I expected. I did not expect college to be the reason they were bringing their kid to my school. So what I ended up doing was I ended up saying, well, I can do that. And then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, it is hard to get into college, especially if you don't know the steps, especially if you don't, if you haven't been there yourself. And my parents said, we didn't go to college, but we want our kids to go to college. We believe in education. It's a game changer in life, and so we want that for our kids. Can you do that for us? And I thought about it, and I said, you know, of all the things that I can do, I have 5 degrees. Wow. I can do degrees. Degrees are easy for me. Now, why? Because I'm so smart? Not necessarily. Mm. It's not always about the intelligence level. It's also about, can you jump through the hoop the way they ask you to? Mm-hmm. Are you going to be timely with it? Mm-hmm. You know, and there's a lot of personal elements that go into it. And also, do you have the passion and drive to see the degree through? Because I'm telling you, you're tired of studying about whatever topic it is, and it's easy to just want to quit. But it's better not to. And I'm so glad I didn't quit. And I have these 5 degrees, and now I'm able to help all these kids get all of their degrees. So for me, it's a pleasure. It's a passion. It's a, like, I love to see the parents. One quick story, a parent, we were calling. We said, hey, your son hasn't been to school. We need to see him because we need to prepare him. He's a senior and he needs to be ready. Mm-hmm. And she kind of was like, you know, it's the pandemic and I don't appreciate the extra pressure and blah, blah, blah. And then we said, oh, and by the way, he just got accepted to U of A and we have his letter. And she goes, what? Mm-hmm. We said, yeah. And we read the letter out loud on the phone. And she goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So she's jumping up and down on the other side. And she goes, he will be there tomorrow. You know,
so No pressure. No big deal.
No
more
pressure
great.
Now. But you know what? I think that's normal. Like, I don't fault her for that. Mm-hmm. I think that that's just where we're at. I mean, we're tired. This COVID thing, this, and that. Her son getting that, you know, accomplishment of being accepted into University of Arizona, a known university here that we all admire and are proud of, her son's going to go there. And, you know, what a win for parents, what a win for the student. And this is a smart kid. He can make it. So I'm so excited for that family in particular, and that's what I like. I like to serve that. And that's why I do what I do, Mr. Ethan Cañas.
Yeah. Great answer.
It's a really good, rewarding mission in life, and I love it
for sure. And I guess kind of like what would be a good pivot question for you off of that one is and I know you probably at this point in your life you hate the question is, you know, what major do you want to do in college, and what alleyway are you looking at that's appealing to you at this point?
At this moment it's history.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Specifically the World Wars and the medieval times.
Okay.
I'm hoping to try to get a doctorate degree in that major.
Uh-huh. Nice. Do you have a school in mind that you want to go to college at?
I want to get into GCU. Haven't heard back from them on like the acceptance letter. I sent my application.
Nice.
I got accepted at 3 universities, Pima Community College, NAU, and U of A.
Nice. Ooh, nice. That's awesome.
U of A is my second choice. If GCU doesn't work out, I'll go there.
Mm-hmm. And why would you say GCU is your number one choice?
I like the way they have their setup.
Mm-hmm. Have you, I'm guessing through Tucson International Academy, you did campus tours and stuff like that? Yeah.
I haven't gone yet. COVID kind of shut that down.
Yeah.
Yep. So they offer like to do virtual tours. So I'm looking into that right now.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But in the college field trip, you just went early, right? You went on the college field trip when we took buses. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So he got to see him when he was younger. It's probably what planted the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. And I guess, I mean, man, yeah, I feel so bad for you guys. Like, whether it's the kids in high school or particularly the kids, as well as the kids in college, that, you know, you don't get that experience that of school, you know, all the good stuff and all these virtual changes that have had to be made to you know, adjust to it. I'm guessing you're hoping that everything will be back to normal so you can have your regular college experience next year.
I'm planning to do online.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to do that and work.
Mm-hmm. So you've learned kind of through this experience that doing online courses
you know, it's actually pretty good for you. Works out pretty well for you, huh?
Yeah. I think having a job will help with the discipline on needing to have that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That I need to put my priorities straight.
Yeah.
And to only goof off when I have time.
Did you write that down for him, Dr. J? It sounded like Dr. J was speaking for him. That is a really good school. So I guess, like, what would be the next question following that one?
Yeah. So I guess what I would ask is, I don't know if you've ever had the opportunity to maybe check out any like public schools or anything like that, or anything different from a charter school. And what would you say is different from charter schools as opposed to like public schools from you, what you've heard, Ethan?
What I've heard is that some of those other schools are a lot bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And the CIA has 4 campuses and all different than what you would expect from a regular school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you've never attended a public school before?
No, I never. I've been in TIA since I was kindergarten.
You've been in TIA since nice. He's in kindergarten.
Yeah.
We're K-12.
Wow.
He's a total prodigy, a total legacy kid. Mm. And yeah, we're so proud of him.
That's wild.
And you know what I love about them is that also that they're like a family. You saw what they were at your at your event, and you saw everybody there. And I always see them together. They're family pretty much, and that's what they need. They need that support when, you know, if somebody's feeling down, they know that they can turn to their buddies there at TIA. And I always see them talking when I went to go to give the speech there. There was the teachers there sitting there and talking like they were good old friends, and that's really cool to see that, to have that support. I think that's beautiful, man. It's a big family there, so I love that.
Yeah, I would say that's one of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
kind of almost know everyone there.
So you say that's a pretty fair assessment, that like it feels somewhat like an extended family to you, the people that are there.
Yeah, I'd say it's an extended family.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it would have to be. I mean, it's just I'm just processing in my mind that idea that, you know, 12, 13 years you've had a relationship with this young man, growing him. And I know with my program, I have a couple people that have been in the program for a couple years, and even that relationship is just so binding. It's just such a fruitful thing. I'm reminding of how amazing it is to be in these people's lives, how much they enrich my life. And you just got one cool kid in here that you get to have kind of that experience with. I'm guessing I guess I turn the question back to you. Like, how many kids have you had a relationship like this with?
Well, only one. That was my own daughter. She went through school, kinder through 12 also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, of course, she's my daughter, so it doesn't quite count the same. So, yeah. It's and any amount of time that we have with the kids, when you have like 4 or more years, you really see a difference in the way they respond to your prodding and to your guidance for their life. And we really help them figure out, what are you passionate about? What do you think your mission in life is about? Mm-hmm. And what do you want to do? What contribution to this world do you want to make?
There you go.
And that's what we follow the whole way through. And they, as young as they are, they can sure come up with deep thoughts. You would be surprised.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true.
Well, very true. You're doing a great job, Dr. J. Thank you so much. You impressed me once again, bringing in this cool guy.
Makes me look good.
Yeah. This is the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll catch you next week, just like we do every week.
Here Comes That Dreamer is a film documentary created by PJ McArdle, premiering at Harkins Tucson Spectrum 18 on November 15th. It's about an Iraq war veteran who comes home and uses war tactics he learned in Iraq to fight for the homeless in Tucson. To order tickets to the premiere, to get a copy of the documentary Here Comes That Dreamer, or to find out how you can show support and get involved with helping Tucson's homeless population, visit HereComesThatDreamer.com.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to tucsoninternationalacademy.com. To provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to gapmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today.